So I have crap loads of thank yous tonight. I have to thank Jimmy Svedek. I'm really stupid, still cryy about him, but I have to thank Jimmy Svedek for starting this really wonderful series. And I have to thank Joan and Dawn and Chris for carrying it on, because I don't think Pittsburgh would be Pittsburgh without it. I have to thank my beautiful friend Michelle Batiste for coming in to share this night with me. I adore her. She's my sister, separated at birth. And then I have some poems to thank some other people who have been really important in my life and have always supported me. But here first, oh, and I have to thank Michelle for my hair. I don't know how to put my hair up. Like, I don't know how to do it. Michelle did this for me. She's like, it needs to be up, bouffant, little sprays in the back. I'm like, there was hairspray involved. I'm like, oh, whatever. But she did this for me. So, thank you. The first poem is actually from Michelle, and I don't think she's ever heard this poem, but I wrote it because I had this crazy dream about her. Like, I dream crazy anyway, but this dream was specifically about Michelle, and it's called Blue Girl. She introduces herself that way, says she is mine, my blue girl. I already have a red girl, but her blood is thin and she is sloppy with her lips. The gold girl is a ruse. Alloy plated, she always fails the magnet test. Blue girl, I say, I don't need colors anymore. Everything is black and white from here on out. But you do, she says. I keep you connected to your exes, like a river that runs through you when you need them. I don't need them, I say, hoisting my azure skirt, crossing my ankles on the turquoise table. They're all sapphire gone soiled, if you know what I mean. She hastens, her voice a wave, a roadhouse, a sidewalk slushy. You need them to recall joy and pain. She says this as I crouch behind the cornflower couch, waiting for my ex's wife to find me hiding in their house. I have blueprints and a bruise in the back of my throat to remind me. Then she does exactly what blue girls do. She lets the wife in. The wife slaps me and I wake up, knowing that things die and I die with them. Love is forever, the blue girl says, even when it isn't. Take my hand and we will cross waters. Forget the hydrangeas, remember the sea. And when they come to you wanting your horizon, you will greet them with something really important. You will greet them with the unreachable sky, ocean in your hands, and they will drink again. But this time, I will be there to drown them. It's my girlfriend. This poem is for my other Michelle. She doesn't know it, but she hung out with me a couple summers ago and painted in my first floor of my duplex. And I was trying to clean up for her, and so I'm vacuuming, and I see this like tail. And I'm like, oh my God, what's that? I'm vacuuming. It was like, it's under the radiator and it's a dead rat, right? But it's already decomposed. It's like what a dead rat looks like when it's long dead. But it never smelled, right? I have a dog and a cat, right? You would think they would be not squatting like that, but they're squatting. So they didn't notice it. So I take the dead rat outside, and then this one who's in my house puts a tangerine on the counter and leaves it there for like 4 weeks, and it's petrified also. So then I take a portrait of the rat and the tangerine, and we have that for the rest of our lives. But this is called What I Will Not Tell You. I found a dead rat under my radiator, decomposed as bodies do, but still a rat. I marveled at purpose. It didn't smell, and neither the cat or the dog noticed. If I hadn't vacuumed, it might still be there now. The dead are so steadfast in their deadness, so unapologetic. I posed it with a rotten tangerine and buried it over the fence. When I die, I want to be that offensive. I want people to hate me so much for being myself in my life that even my death is distasteful. I like the rat. I think he is poisoned the way we all are and came inside to die. I like that he thought my home was safe. The dog and cat, I think they knew too. That some things are better left untouched, unsaid. Some things are better left dead. That's you. That's for you, Michelle. This is an oldie, but a goodie. I think I remember it. I don't actually have it. I'm hoping I remember it. And it's a poem I wrote for Dawn. And we used to perform it together, so I haven't done it in a long time, so I'm hoping it stands up. But it's called Sexicon. I have heard an orgasm called a small death. Most recently, angels flying. And I am searching my word brain for something better to explain the panic, calm, fear, sweet, fire, ash of us. The word that makes us touch ourselves at a desk, in a toilet stall, the back of a cab. The word that summons the open mouth of a first kiss and travels to dark alleys, hotel rooms, truck stops, the tiled yes and do it again on the floor of the men's room at the Duquesne Club. I am looking for something as articulate as your eyes watching what I can't. Lips open, back arched, body riveted and seismic, a river rising. I am running my fingers over my skin, reading poets who find themselves in the hip bone of another. I am thinking concrete. Fire, comets, nightmares, sweat, rich red anythings. I am making up words, whole languages to explain Armageddon, lexicon, sexicon. And then I start repeating something bigger than love. 140 universes of love. Make it all capital, make it all body, make it heat and heartbeat, naked and ache, make it light and midnight, the dance of blood through the body, make it something else, muscle contraction, the wind blows through it, the wreck, the broken, the word we speak. I got it. I lost it. Sorry. It was really great. I almost made it. I haven't read it in a long time. Sorry. I tried. All muscle, they get the heat and heartbeat, naked and ache, light and midnight, the dance of blood through the body, make it the gift of everything, if just for a moment, the muscle contracting, the skin singing, the sun on a journey somewhere damp and foreign, make it thunder and lightning, the wreck, the birth, the word before we speak. There we go. Okay, I feel validated. All right. And then I'm going to end with a poem for my son, Silas. It's called On the Rocks. I love my son so much, I no longer call him my daughter. He presses his bound breasts to me when he kisses me hello and goodbye. He wants them gone. I want him safe. I teach him how to pull the testosterone back in the syringe. Years as a diabetic make me an expert. I never wanted a son, and now I want him more than ever. Water and ice are the same things, right? Just one is harder than the other. Thank you.